No.106, a better internet is waiting for us. Epic's Metaverse, the myth of the return of the city-state. If you don't build it, they won't come. Link view in browser, or share. Graphic 798-67B6210 for a math 40E2A5783545V.png heading level 1 No.106. This week right arrow, a better internet is waiting for us. Epic's moves towards the Metaverse, the myth of the return of the city-state. If you don't build it, they won't come. A year radio right arrow link we can't own information dot. This is a free issue of the Weekly Center's newsletter. To support its publication and receive a couple of extra dispatches a month, each focused on one topic. Link become a member dot. Link graphic Masielis Kzinski. Link graphic nowhere. Link Masielis Kzinski. Nowhere via link Baron Anderson. Heading level 2 link a better internet is waiting for us. Lock quote for various communities. There's an ongoing transition to smaller platforms and more private forums where they can communicate away from the tsunami of information and rage of the Facebooks and Twitters. Yancey Strickler called it link the dark forest theory of the internet. Now Annalie Newitz goes further, collecting various opinions and exploring a bit further down the timeline, looking for a deeper future than the latest gadget cycle. Which new forms of digital communication might be invented next? Generations who have lived their whole lives with the net might not have as positive an outlook as the current crop of tech barons. What will internet realists come up with? Perhaps Safiya Umoja Noble's slow media? Out of block quote a future where the greatest tragedy is not the loss of our privacy, it is the loss of an open public sphere. There are many paths beyond the social media hellscape, and all of them begin with reimagining what it means to build public spaces where people seek common ground. What if future companies designed media to facilitate democracy right from the beginning? Is it possible to create a form of digital communication that promotes consensus building and civil debate, rather than divisiveness and conspiracy theories? Mr. Kelsey thinks we should turn the whole system on its head with an intense emphasis on the value of curation. It would be up to you to curate what you want to see. Your online profiles would begin with everything and everyone blocked by default. After the social media age is over, we'll have the opportunity to rebuild our damaged public sphere by creating digital public places that imitate actual town halls, concert venues, and pedestrian-friendly sidewalks. These are places where people can socialize or debate with a large community, but they can do it anonymously if they want to. They can just be faces in the crowd, not data streams loaded with personal information. So, human-curated media would be a better reflection of how in-person communication works in a functioning democratic society. Out of block quote, heading level 2 link Epic funnels Fortnite cash into boosting games platform. One of my favorite articles last year, or at least one that has come back to mind quite often, was Matthew Ball's link Fortnite is the future, but probably not for the reasons you think, with Epic's founder Tim Sweeney and his long-time obsession with the metaverse. The piece above at the FT goes in that same direction, with the company's investments in their tools, in multiple acquisitions, and in their hopes for enabling the next great hit based on their tech. Block quote purchases, such as Three Lateral, Twinmotion and Quixel are helping Epic assemble a suite of low-cost tools for creating ultra-realistic digital characters and virtual worlds. Kim Liberai, Chief Technology Officer at Epic, said earlier this year that Unreal Engine's tools would soon allow developers and filmmakers to bridge the uncanny valley, making virtual people look totally natural and convincing. Out of block quote, link why The Mandalorian cites Fortnite dev Epic Games in its credits. It's also fascinating to see those same tools being used in TV and movies. They are actually using Unreal to make backgrounds live while filming in front of it, and even using the output directly in The Mandalorian. Block quote, but Favreau also brought Unreal onto the set to help with the entire flow of production. This uses a combination of technologies, but it primarily comes down to building computer-generated environments, and then projecting them onto LED walls. Those projections then change their perspective and characteristics depending on the position of the camera and what kind of lens it is using. But the on-set Unreal tech is coming along so fast that a VFX team doesn't always have to replace the LED walls and Unreal renders. Instead, what you often see in The Mandalorian is the result of pointing the camera at a display running an environment from Epic's video game tools. Out of block quote, a couple of quotes from that link, Fortnite is the future piece. Block quote, Epic has also built up another great and particularly hard to establish advantage. Some 200 million plus registered user accounts. Each of these accounts is equipped with individual and directly reachable email addresses, in many cases a clear social graph, as well as dual-factor authentication via cell phone numbers, and, often, credit cards, in its fullest form, the metaverse experience would span most, if not all virtual worlds, be foundational to real-world AR experiences and interactions, and would serve as an equivalent digital reality, where all physical humans would simultaneously coexist. Out of block quote, heading level 2, link new types of organization, and the myth of the return of the city-state. I'm going to have to come back to this, once I've read Mackenzie Work's link, Capital is Dead. Is this link something worse? Which I think will thread some of the same areas, in terms of framing today's economy, not in the historical parallels used, but I'm always a sucker for references to city-states, guilds, or the Hanseatic League, so I'm sharing this piece by David Galbraith on these topics, and China, the Reformation, the Enlightenment, and the Industrial Revolution, and how we shouldn't consider ourselves to be in a fourth industrial revolution. I haven't watched Link the video link of his longer talk on the same line of thought, so I'm not sure what to think of these ideas yet, but worth a read anyway. Block quote, teachings like cities traditionally sat on flows like rivers, but today these flows can be capital or information, and their very existence increases these flows. As a company grows, it consumes more capital, and as a city grows, it consumes more resources while they both produce more. This is a feedback loop, and operates much like an engine does, with cycles, where the flows of fuel create more flows, which produce power or growth. We are not in the fourth industrial age, we are in the post-industrial age, and the period of the post-industrial age we are in will produce completely new organizational structures, just as the shift between feudal to industrial did. Global cities in the West that can take advantage of these macro flows can leverage remote production in China at the expense of production in their hinterland within the same nation-state, so the nation-states decline relative to these globalized cities like London. Out of block quote, heading level 2 link, if you don't build it, they won't come. Anna Brandusescu explains how responsible AI and ethics in AI don't go far enough. The question can't only be how to build something responsibly, but if it should be built in the first place, there must be stronger sanctions, repercussions including people behind these products going to prison, and much broader consultations with varied specialists in other fields. The article includes loads of references to research and articles. Block quote, Merger and Young, 2019, report that US tech companies like Microsoft are collaborating on facial recognition technology research with China's National University of Defense Technology under China's Central Military Commission. Responsible AI needs to include regulations and sanctions that are enforced so AI systems and the humans involved in designing, building, and implementing them will be held accountable and be responsible for the consequences, good and bad. Power structures, and I don't mean power grids, in AI, and their impact on product design and development require interrogation by outsiders. This means almost everyone who isn't technology industry. For example, regulators, social workers, ethnographers, grassroots organizations, local activists working on digital and non-digital projects, to name a few. Collective action also includes unpacking power dynamics in user interactions. Out of block quote, heading level 2, miscellany. List with 7 items. Metro at the New York Times, a superb step-by-step look at the history of the subway map's design. Link the link, New York City subway map as you've never seen it before. Dot flag China deciduous tree building construction. Link Shanghai's 1,000 trees project takes shape. Dot described more as future topography than as architecture. The complex has a distinctive stepped profile, populated by enormous planters and trees. Hundreds of columns help support the building, and each holds several trees, combining to create a man-made forest of over 25,000 specially selected tree species. Flag China Carl Minzer thread on new stats indicating that China's aging process might be forwarded by a decade. China looks like Japan today, aging by late 2030s, not 2040. Link 1/X, this is Link very star big star, and certain to get overlooked amid daily coverage of US-China relations/trade Link war/impeachment stuff. But let me try to drill down on why this is absolutely crucial, with h/t to link at Stuart Asson, whose book is a must-read on this subject. Flag Greece thread by Mitchell Lara. Link a thread/photographic essay of humans among classical ruins, where time, Link master of men, reigns supreme. A Peloponnesian shepherd sits among the ancient ruins of the Link athlete's entrance to the Olympic Stadium in Olympia, Greece c.1907. Flag India. Link wild silkworms produce proteins primed for bioprinting. Many research groups are testing ink made from silk proteins to print human tissues, implants and perhaps even organs. The process is a less costly alternative to conventional 3D printing with collagen, a key protein in the body's natural scaffolding. Via link samim.alienmonsterlink.counterstrike.world.champions aim for first esport team IPO. Denmark's Astralis is set to become the first esports team to go public in a bid to cement its status in a $1.1 billion global market that's more than doubled since 2016. Link Robert Lang on the 11 levels of complexity of origami. In this video for Wired, physicist and origami master Robert J. Lang demonstrates the 11 increasingly complex levels of origami, how all the legs and antennae and other small features are designed at the more complex levels is fascinating. Out of list about Triterocenters is a weekly newsletter curated by me, link patricktangue.hit reply to see how we could work together on projects involving knowledge curation, publishing, forecasting, or sense-making. This email was sent to link hello@smilesdavis.yeah. Link, why did I get this? Link, unsubscribe from this list. Link, update subscription preferences. Centers 51 Sherbrooke, Alist Bureau 1 Montreal, QCH 2X1X2 Canada.